This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Search and rescue teams continue to look for survivors after a strong earthquake in the Aegean Sea between the Turkish coast and the Greek island of Samos killed at least 19 people and injured more than 700 amid collapsed buildings and flooding. Officials said 17 people were killed in Izmir, Turkey's third largest city, including one person who drowned. Officials said a small tsunami struck south of Izmir and seawater flooded streets on Samos. Seismologists said the earthquake had a magnitude of 6.9 and was centered in the Aegean. Friday, U.S. President Donald Trump dangled the promise to restore normal life to a weary, fearful nation as he looked to campaign past the political damage of the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking at the campaign in Minnesota in his third day and rally, Mr. Trump criticized state and local officials who said he had to have a limited size, socially distanced rally instead of the mass crowds he prefers. Democratic challenger and former Vice President Joe Biden was also speaking in Minnesota, criticizing Mr. Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic that has infected more than 9 million people in the U.S. and killed more than 229,000. Both candidates plan to stay on the campaign trail until Election Day. More than 86 million Americans have already cast their ballots. Armenia and Azerbaijan have promised to avoid shelling residential areas amid the fighting over Nagorno-Karabakh. Their pledge follows a day of talks in Geneva that were held Friday, even as Azerbaijani troops pushed deeper into the separatist territory. The two sides agreed they will not deliberately target civilian populations or non-military objects in accordance with international humanitarian law. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of Poles joined in massive demonstrations in the capital, Warsaw, Friday, the largest since protests began against a controversial near-total ban on abortion in the largely Catholic country. Warsaw officials estimate that at least 100,000 people crowded the city center, many carrying black umbrellas, a sign of abortion rights in Poland. The demonstration follows the October 22nd ruling by Poland's constitutional court outlawing abortions due to fetal defects, one of the most common reasons for abortion in Poland. Daily protests have taken place across the country in the past week. The government has accused demonstrators of risking the lives of the elderly by defying pandemic rules on social distancing and avoiding large gatherings. France stepped up security nationwide again Friday to guard against new Islamist attacks following the fatal stabbings at a church in Nice while Muslims in other countries protested. President Emmanuel Macron has deployed thousands of soldiers to protect sites such as places of worship and schools. France's security alert was at its highest level in response to the second deadly knife attack in its cities in 2 weeks. Police were holding a 21-year-old Tunisian migrant over the attack in Nice, in which a man shouting Allahu Akbar decapitated one woman and killed two other people in the Notre Dame Basilica on Thursday. That attack took place at a time of swelling anger among many Muslims across the globe over the issue of French cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad, which they deemed to be insulting and blasphemous. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of Muslims from Pakistan to Lebanon to the Palestinian territories joined anti-France protests and the French president's vow to protect the right to caricature the photo of Muhammad. And the Prophet Muhammad continues to roil the Muslim world. Protesters Friday, largely organized by Islamists, torched French flags and burned effigies of French President Emmanuel Macron following afternoon prayers. In Afghanistan, a member of an Islamist party warned the French president that insulting the Prophet of Islam could ignite a third world war. The protests come amid tensions between France and Muslim-majority nations, which flared up earlier this month when a young Muslim beheaded the French schoolteacher. Illinois authorities have extradited a 17-year-old accused of killing two demonstrators in Kenosha, Washington. Christopher Cavelli, a spokesman for Illinois' Lake County Sheriff's Office, on Friday told the Associated Press that deputies picked up Kyle Rittenhouse immediately after a judge issued the ruling at a courthouse. The deputies then drove him 5 miles to the Illinois-Wisconsin border. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.